You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, Dan here from Heed the Call. You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Friday, December 19th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it's crazy it's already the 19th. It's crazy Christmas is less than a week away. And it's crazy we got Eagles football tomorrow. So we got a lot to get into. Today we got our injury report for the week, which is actually probably better than I thought it would have been going into it. We're going to talk about the potential of them winning the division and how I think they should celebrate it. Do a little Jalen Hurts under center shotgun talk, which we don't normally do on this pod. And then, of course, continue to preview the game. But since it is a Friday, I'm sure you want to go enjoy your day. Hopefully you took off. You probably didn't because next week you probably took days off there. But Friday before Christmas, you're probably not doing much work. So hopefully you can go out and enjoy your day. So let's get this thing started with what is on the schedule for today. And well, the Eagles are off because today is a travel day. They'll be going down to Washington. I think they'll probably stay in Maryland or something like that. I doubt they're staying in Washington, D.C., but they'll head down to get ready for their game against the Commanders on Saturday. So it's a travel game for them, but no media access, no press conferences, no locker room, no practice, anything like that. So today's basically a Saturday for the Eagles. Now, that doesn't mean there's not nothing. Of course, you should listen to WIP all day. I'll be on with the afternoon show. I believe at 3 o'clock is normally when I'm on. So go out, check that out on the Odyssey app. So outside of what's on the schedule, since there's nothing on the schedule, let's get into the injury report, which is the big news of the day. And the good news is the Eagles are relatively healthy heading into this game. Now, as expected, Jalen Carter is not playing in this game. He has been listed as out. Didn't think he was going to play. Early in the week, you thought maybe Lane Johnson would play, but unfortunately, Lane Johnson didn't practice at all this week. Didn't practice again on Thursday. He's been ruled out with that foot injury. So they decided not to put him on IR. That move, look, I don't blame them for giving him a chance to come back before four games. Obviously hasn't worked out. So now the eyes turn to Buffalo to see if he will be playing in that game, but he will not be playing against Washington. The good news, though, is Fred Johnson and Landon Dickerson, who have both missed time at practice this week, are good to go. Not questionable, no injury designation. They should be able to play. So they'll have Fred Johnson in place of Lane. And then outside of that, they'll have their four starters good to go. So yeah, I think it's I think relatively speaking, it's an offensive line going up against the Washington defensive line, which we talked about yesterday in the pod that they can feel confident in. I think it's better, obviously, that they're healthy heading into this one. So while the Eagles are healthy, relatively healthy on the offensive line, Washington will be without their best offensive lineman, maybe the best player on their offense, arguably. I mean, Terry McLaurin, obviously very good, but Laremy Tunsil not playing in this game. He has been ruled out. He won't play. Now, he did leave part of last week's game with a shoulder injury, was listed with an oblique injury this week on the injury report, hasn't practiced, and won't play. So without Laremy Tunsil playing, the team, Washington, is going to be going with Brandon Coleman, who went in at tackle last year. Now, the year before this season, I'm sorry, went in at tackle last week, but last year, he also played a lot of left tackle. So he has experience doing it, and we'll see how he does this week. But certainly a good news for the Eagles in terms of that matchup. Their other tackle, Josh Connerly, is not that good. So Washington, while they have a decent offensive line, not having Laremy Tunsil is a big blow and good news for the Eagles' edges. So we'll see if they can get pressure on Marcus Mariota. But Washington doesn't have a very good passing game and is a big blow to their offensive line. So good news for the Eagles for their offensive line. Bad news for Washington with their offensive line. Okay, now that we got the injury stuff out of the way, let's get going with the rest of the podcast because I got a thought I want to get off of my chest here. So on Thursday, which is the Eagles Friday, they won't practice today, as you know, Nick Sirianni spoke to the media and he was asked, what is the emotion or, you know, how do you feel about the chance to win the division on Saturday? Because if the Eagles win on Saturday, they win the division, they clinch a playoff spot, thus clinching a home playoff game. So big opportunity on Saturday. And Nick Sirianni was asked about the emotion of that and about what it would mean to win. And here's what Nick had to say.
How do you feel about the opportunity to win a second division title in a row?
Yeah, you know, that it's just the next game right here. It's just the next game. And we know what we know it's an opportunity to win the division. And we'll cross, as my dad used to always say, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But I'm excited to be able to go out and play football and coach football get an opportunity for us to get better against a well-respected opponent.
So I understand there is a lot of coach speak going on there, right? And I know that Nick publicly is going to send one message. But here would be my advice to the team on this. I think if you're going to spend the last few weeks highlighting the word joy and talking about how much you need to enjoy going to work and how much it matters that you like what you do and enjoying the wins, right? Then I think they really got to celebrate if they win on Saturday. If they win the division, right? First time in 20 years someone in the NFC East has done that. Defending Super Bowl champion, not easy to get back to the playoffs. A lot of them, you know, don't, right? If they win the game on Saturday and thus win the division, I really hope they attack it with a different mindset than they have really with a lot of accomplishments this season, right? In training camp, all we heard all training camp was, well, we're not Super Bowl champions. That was last year's team. We're not focused on that. Like, you know, we're not even repeating, right? We're just, this team is going out and trying to win a Super Bowl. And then the opening night of the season where they get to unveil the banner for fans, they're not even out on the field for it, right? And it was a lot of, oh, I didn't even know we were dropping the banner that night. Or like, no, we're not into it. And I'm not saying this is the like exact correlation, but you look at 23 in this season, and those are the two seasons where a lot of the talk has been about joy and finding fun and culture and things like that, right? And I think that on Saturday, if they win the division, I would be disappointed if they come out after the game and go, we have bigger goals, right? Like we have bigger goals. We're not even really going to celebrate this one. Hey, we got Buffalo next week. We're going to concentrate on that. I think if the message is going to be enjoy the season, right? Like attack your job with emotion, enjoy, then you got to, you know, live what you preach. And I think on Saturday, if they win, I'm not saying they go full Phillies, like, you know, turn the locker room into like a frat house and like champagne everywhere. Like, I get it. They're not going to do that. But I do think, like, I hope that they like wear the t-shirts, put the hat on, like celebrate, like talk about how much it means to do it. Talk about all the work that went into winning the division. Talk about the joy of winning the division. I don't think you can say that, you know, that like attacking your job with fun is important and then diminish an accomplishment. So I will have my eye out on Saturday to see how they react to winning the division, because I think it's important that they go out there and act like they are enjoying it. And if they have a very businesslike approach to it, I think that would be disappointing. So we'll find out and see, you know, how they handle on Saturday. Look, they have to win the game first, right? But if they go into Washington to handle business, don't forget, Washington celebrated big time last year when they beat the Eagles with Kenny Pickett. It was a talking point going into the NFC Championship game. It was not lost on the Eagles how Washington celebrated. So you get a chance to, in Washington Stadium, celebrate winning the division, a division Washington was hoping to win, a division people probably picked Washington to win. When you consider the fact that there'd been no repeat champion, I would guess a decent amount of people picked Washington to win that division, and the Eagles proved them wrong, and the Eagles won the division. So I think on Saturday, it's their chance to have some fun, to flex a little bit, to remind people that they are having a successful season so far, and I definitely think they should celebrate on Saturday. So, you know, just hearing Nick talk about the focusing of the next game, I get it. I get that's what he has to say. Now, he did later on say that players that haven't won the division, of course you enjoy seeing them enjoy it. But as much as Nick likes to say to the team, you know, we're in this to do, I think his quote is like epic shit, right? Like that is what they're in to do. They're not in this to win 10 or 11 games. You still got to appreciate each step along the way. You can't preach the importance of concentrating on each step along the way. And then when you take a big step, completely look past it and act like it's no big deal. So I think if they win on Saturday, like we should see some celebrating, and I'll be keeping an eye out to see if they do that. All right. Next up, I want to talk about Jalen Hurts under center versus in the shotgun. So Nick Sirianni and Kevin Petullo both been asked a lot of questions this week about Jalen being under center more than he normally has. And the numbers back that up. Now, this is according to Stat Radar, I believe. I got these numbers. It was off of, Crossing Broad article had it in there. So if you look at Jalen's percentage in the shotgun versus under center, it has changed dramatically since the start of the season. So just for some context, week one, Jalen was in the shotgun just under 60% of his snaps. And he was under center right around 33% of his snaps. Last week, he was in shotgun for 47% of his snaps, so, you know, about a 13% drop, and under center for 45% of his snaps. That's about double what he was in week one. And you look at just week over week here, and the numbers are getting up, right? So like week eight, 42%, week seven, 38%, week 10, 27%. And again, last week, 45%. So they are definitely putting him under center way more than they have in past years. And that really especially started, it did start last year, but this year he's going to end up having more passing attempts from under center than any other year of his career. If you look at the under center versus shotgun attempts throughout his career, 2021, basically rookie Jalen, 5% of his attempts came from under center. He threw it almost exclusively out of shotgun. And that makes sense. He didn't do it at all in college. So he had almost no experience doing it. Obviously 2020, he basically didn't get anything from that year in terms of a development. He was, you know, a wildcat quarterback for most of the year. So in 2021, only 5% of his throws that year came from under center. In 2022, 5% of his throws came from under center. Only 21 attempts that year. So he actually had more attempts from under center in 2021 than he did in 2022. And we know he had a really good 2022 season. So just being under center, not part of his game that year either. 2023, Brian Johnson, offensive coordinator, but still Nick Sirianni, Jalen Hurts led offense, 4% of his attempts under center that year, right? 518 attempts out of shotgun. So threw it way more that year than most years. They were trailing, you know, obvious reasons. 4% of his attempts that year were under center. And then 2024 is when it changes. And obviously, that's because they get Saquon, right? And I think it helps the running game when Jalen is under center. So 45 attempts at 12% in 2024. So that was 12% of his throws in 2024 were under center. And then this year so far, he has 43 attempts from under center, and that's 11%. So he's under center more this year. He's throwing it. He's throwing it from under center more this year. I mean, there's still, you know, three more games to play, and he only needs two attempts to pass last year. He probably will have, you know, 10 or 11 more attempts, I would say, from under center. So he's going to end up with a career high in throws from under center. So Kevin Petullo was asked about Jalen Hurts' like willingness to throw from under center and to do more of it this year. And here is what Petullo had to say.
He's done a really good job. I mean, really from when we kind of started doing this early in the season and I'm working through the Vikings game, that was a big step for him. But he works extremely hard at it. You can see him even in between periods, in between special team stuff, whatever he needs to do. He's working on his footwork, working on the timing. He's extremely dedicated to make sure he's always on time and in rhythm. And he's working the under center stuff because it is a little new. We've dabbled in it, obviously, in the past, but he's doing a great job with it and he works extremely hard at it. So it's been great.
So when it comes,
you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To Jalen going under center versus being in shotgun, it always turns into a conversation of, like, why is it that he doesn't do it, right? Like, is it the offense isn't asking him to? Is it that he does not want to? Is it because he doesn't have a lot of experience with it and he's not good at it? Is it because they're just a better team when he's in shotgun because he can see the field better? Like, there's a lot of different elements. And the reality is it's probably a bit of everything, right? Like, you build an offense to a player's strength. And so when Jalen just is not a quarterback that's been under center a lot in his career and has had a successful career, having him in shotgun makes sense, right? So there's that part of it. But it's also worth noting, like, Nick has traditionally coached quarterbacks that have been in shotgun more. Phillip Rivers was in shotgun more when Nick was there. Now, I get that, like, when you have Saquon, you want him under center, Jalen, because you have a running back that you want to give it to from not in shotgun, right? Like, Saquon has said, while he's comfortable running out of both, that he is more comfortable running when Jalen's under center because you can get a fuller head of steam, you can see the field better, you're not starting, like, with the ball standing up, kind of, if that makes sense. Like, you're not standing next to Jalen or right around him. So I think that that's why he's gone to under center more. So credit to Jalen for doing it. I don't think it's, like, an amazing part of his game yet. He's still working on it. You know, they've tried to do some plays from under center, like the attempts to Goddard where Jalen's under center, play action to Saquon, they roll him out and they give it to Goddard. Like, very easy play. Like, that's something he's been good at. So the numbers are going up again, three times as many attempts from under center in 2024 and 2025 than he had in the other three seasons of his career. So no question they're doing it more, and they're coming off a week where it was the most they've ever done it. So I do think heading into the playoffs, you'll see them do a little bit more of it, and I think they'll keep doing it at a high rate. So just thought that was interesting, that the numbers were interesting. And I think, you know, as the season goes on and or wraps up, I guess I should say, we get into the playoffs, it's going to be part of what they do on offense. So speaking of throwing the ball, they are going up against a secondary where they should be able to throw the ball on them. So on the other side, we're going to get into previewing the passing attacks of the Eagles and Washington and the matchups versus the other team's defense. So we're going to get into that on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
So good, so good, so good.
Give big, save big with Rack Friday deals at Nordstrom Rack. For a limited time, take an extra 40% off Red Tag clearance for a total savings up to 75% off. Save on gifts for everyone on your list from brands like Vince, Cole Haan, Sam Edelman, and more. All sales final and restrictions apply. The best stuff goes fast, so bring your gift list and your wish list to your nearest Nordstrom Rack today.
This message may be shocking to many millennials. If you are one, you might want to sit down. Right now, loads of people are searching the following on Depop: low-rise jeans, halter top, velour tracksuit, puka shell necklace, disc belt. You likely placed these in the dark of your closet in 2004, never to be seen again. But if you can find it in yourself to dust them off, there are a lot of people who will give you money for them. Sell on Depop, where taste recognizes taste.
Marshall's buyers are hustling hard to get amazing new gifts into stores, right up to the last minute. Like a designer perfume for that friend who never RSVP'd. Wishlist topping toys for her kids who came too. Mm-hmm. Belgian chocolates for the neighbor. A cozy scarf for your boss. And a wool jacket for your husband that you definitely did not almost forget. Marshalls. We get the deals. You get the good stuff. Even at the last minute. Whew. Find a Marshalls near you.
Okay, so coming off of one of, if not their best, offensive games of the season, I think you could argue it might have been the Eagles' best offensive game of the season. They scored 31 points. They ran the ball well. They were efficient throwing the ball. They took care of the ball. Yes, I know it's the Raiders, so you could argue, you know, scoring 24 points on offense or whatever it was against the Rams might be better than scoring 31 against the Raiders. I get that, but still just an offensive performance that was, at the very least, encouraging after how the offense has looked for a few weeks leading into it. They have a chance this Saturday to turn in another really good offensive performance because this Washington defense, one of the worst in the NFL. They are 26th in the league in points allowed, and their secondary is a big part of that. They have a horrendous back seven in terms of coverage. In fact, you could argue they have the worst pass defense in the NFL as they enter this game 32nd in the league in passing yards allowed per attempt, allowing just under 8 yards per attempt heading into this game. So teams have had success throwing the ball on them. And look, as always is the case, the front four is married to the back seven. Like, their defensive line is not very good. So that is part of it. Like, quarterbacks have time to throw the ball against Washington, but with that time, their secondary is pretty banged up. So let's take a look at their cornerbacks, some of what the matchups will be. And then Jimmy Kemsky of Philly Voice made a good point this week that I wanted to echo and highlight what could be a big game, big part of the passing game. So first, the cornerbacks. Well, Marshon Lattimore and Trey Amos, who was the second round pick this year as a rookie, are both on IR. So they're not going to see Marshon Lattimore. They're not going to see Trey Amos. Marshon Lattimore has not been good since they traded for him. Really a disappointing trade for them. So heading into this game, the Washington is going to be going with Mike Sanders still on the outside. And he's an interesting player. Like, he had a very good year on the outside last year. He was an outside corner last year, played well. This year they tried to move him to nickel and he struggled. Then they moved him back to the outside, and as a result, I would think, of playing on a bad defense and switching positions, he's not been good there either. So not a good, like, I think still has some upside. He's a young player. He was a rookie last year, but he's not having a good year this year. So that's a matchup advantage on the outside. On the other side, they have Antonio Hamilton, again, a wide corner that plays outside or out wide. A 2016 UDFA. He's bounced around. It's his first year with Washington. Hasn't really played a ton this year, but because they're so banged up at corner, it looks like he will be starting on the outside. So Devontae, AJ, really, really winnable matchups on the outside. Their nickel corner, I'm going to try my best to pronounce his name. I looked it up. I've practiced it. Here we go. Noah Igbinwagu. I can't say it. I'm sorry. But pretty decent player. Has played mostly slot corner. He is also a matchup that they should be able to take advantage of. So you just look at those corners and they are winnable matchups. Now, we talked earlier in the week on the pod about how I think they should keep throwing AJ the ball, right? And if you look at AJ's time with the Eagles against Washington, he is 4-2 overall. Now, one of those games was with Pickett, so he, you know, arguably should be 5-1. They probably win that game if Jalen stays in. But 58 targets in those games, 36 catches, 559 yards, 6 touchdowns in 6 games. So he's averaging around a little under 100 yards, but around 100 yards and a touchdown per game against Washington. So he has absolutely lit them up when he has played them. And this is a matchup where he should have that advantage. So the corners for Washington, banged up, struggling, not that good. Combine that with a front four that doesn't get a ton of pressure, and they should be able to pass the ball. Now their safeties, Jeremy Reeves and Quan Martin, both decent players, but neither game-changing player. So that secondary is there to be taken advantage of. But the position where I think, and we don't talk about this often on the pod, but I thought it was a really good point by Jimmy Kemsky. Like, they have bad coverage linebackers. Frankie Louvu, who we all remember from jumping over the tush push a bunch of times because he was frustrated he couldn't stop it. And Bobby Wagner, longtime Seattle great that's now in Washington. They have struggled this year in coverage. And here are the numbers Jimmy has on it. I think they're according to Pro Football Focus, but Jimmy made the point and got the data out, so I want to give him credit. Jimmy writes, Jimmy can. LuVu's coverage numbers are hilarious. Per Pro Football Focus, he's allowed 34 receptions on 36 targets for 294 yards and 4 touchdowns. Again, attack that fraud.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jimmy's word, not mine. Bobby Wagner has allowed 35 receptions on 45 targets for 470 yards and 3 touchdowns. He does have 2 interceptions, as Jimmy notes. So overall, the Commanders have allowed 73 receptions for 905 yards and 9 touchdowns to opposing tight ends this season. The 905 yards are the 6th worst allowed, and the 9 touchdowns are the 3rd worst. So they have been throwing the ball to Goddard more and more over the past 2 games. They've been doing it efficiently, effectively. They've been getting it to him in the red zone. They've been getting to him on big downs. And against Washington, they should be able to do that as well. So I think there's a chance. There's a big game coming up for Goddard, especially against those linebackers, as we just noted. And then you look at the secondary, and they're banged up too. So there's just a real chance to put up big numbers against this Washington defense. And if they can stack another really good game on offense coming off Las Vegas, like, you have to feel really good about that. So I do think they have, obviously, the advantage in this one. You know, they got to go out and prove they can stack good games. But I think even if you take who they've been overall this year passing the ball and not just last game, I still think they would have the advantage in that matchup. So give the Eagles passing game the advantage versus the Washington secondary. All right, now let's flip it. Let's look at the Washington passing game versus the Eagles secondary. In the Washington passing game, not very good. Now, part of that is because Jaden Daniels has missed a bunch of time. Terry McLaurin has missed time. Like, they are going to be without, as we talked about, their tackle, Laremy Tunsil. That's going to hurt the passing game. So, like, injuries are a big story of Washington's season. And who could have seen that coming when you have the oldest team in the NFL and signed a bunch of old free agents? So, You look at Washington's offense, they're 24th in the league in points per game, just under 21 points. They're 21st in points per drive, so slightly better on points per drive than points per game. 18th in the league in yards per game. And then when it comes to passing yards per attempt, they're 16th. So dead center in the middle of the league. But overall, their offense is not very good, and they don't throw it a ton. They're 29th in the league in passing attempts. So they're average at throwing it, but when you consider they barely do it, they do not have a good passing offense. Now, Marcus Mariota has been probably like better than they could have hoped, but still, if he was like their guy, he would be maybe the worst starting quarterback in the NFL, or certainly in like that bottom five. He's been in there for 7 games. They're 2-5 with them, 62% completion percentage, 10 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 160 yards per game. Moves a little bit. He's certainly not the Marcus Mariota he was at Oregon, but 5 attempts for 30 yards per game on the ground, 12 first downs in 7 games. So he can still make you pay. He can still, you know, get the first downs if the pocket breaks down and you're not keeping an eye on him. He certainly isn't someone you need to spy or anything like that. But he's been decent, I would say. Like probably closer to bad, but I think above expectation. But in terms of like an expectation of a solid starting quarterback, he's not been that. Now, you look at their receivers, and again, banged up. Like Luke McCaffrey is on IR. Terry McLaurin has missed time this year. So they've had to lean on Deebo Samuel quite a bit. 86 targets, 65 catches, 604 yards, 5 touchdowns on the year. This hasn't really been much of an impact player, just like a disastrous trade for them when you consider he's an older player they paid a lot of money for. Yeah, I think they gave a pretty decent pick, if I remember correctly. And they're going to end up not even coming close to the playoffs. So Deebo is certainly someone the Eagles should be able to handle. He's someone you have to scheme open. I trust Vic Fangio will have a plan in place to stop him. And then Terry McLaurin, he's missed 7 games this year. 45 targets, 26 catches, 409 yards, just under 16 yards per catch. So, you know, pretty good yards per catch average there. 3 touchdowns in the last game when both Deebo and Terry McLaurin played. Deebo had a team-high 5 targets. Terry McLaurin had 4. So they haven't been together a ton this year. I would think Terry McLaurin, is the way better player. But Terry's still kind of working his way back. Debo's played more, so not surprising they got him the ball a little more. Outside of that, they really don't have anybody to worry about. Jalen Lane, Chris Moore, Treylon Burks, Robbie Chosen of Temple Made. None of them have put up really big numbers. So it really does come down to Terry and Deebo Samuel. I mean, Chris Moore averages almost 20 yards a catch. That's pretty noteworthy. But the receivers are decent, or at least Terry McLaurin is. But with a quarterback that is not special, they've obviously struggled to pass the ball. And then, you know, normally in a game like this, we'd be talking about Zach Ertz. Zach Ertz unfortunately suffered a season-ending ACL tear, sending positive thoughts his way. Obviously, all-time great Eagle. Good guy. You feel bad for him. Now they turn to John Bates and Ben Sinnott. John Bates, 1 target last game, the first game without Ertz, so they didn't get the tight end super involved. And on the year, neither of them have really done much. They don't have a tight end on the roster with over 100 yards receiving on the year. So, again, I think the Washington offensive line is pretty good. Now, without Laremy Tunsil, that's a big deal, as we talked about at the open of the pod. But I think the Eagles should be able to get pressure on Mariota. And then as long as you have a place in plan for Deebo, like, I don't see Washington putting up a ton of points on this Eagles offense. I don't think they're going to shut him out and keep him to 75 yards. So, like, the offense, you know, the defense will take a step back from last week. But I think that the defense should be able to handle this Washington offense. So I give the Eagles the advantage on both sides of the ball with this one. I give their passing game the advantage against the Washington secondary. And I think the Eagles secondary has the advantage against the Washington passing game. So, look, it's never easy in Washington. This team has struggled to put together consistent football, but I do think they have the advantage in this one. So that'll do it for today's Daily Podcast. As always, thank you guys so much for listening. And until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.